I do want to start with an apology, and that is we ran an X, you know, what used to be called a tweet, of what the person who created it claimed was him as an officer,
right,
intended to guard the president, asking for permission to shoot the shooter and permission denied. And it turns out that that was false and phony. We thought it was real and serious at the time we put it up. It came to me from a source that is credible, but that source was duped. You and I discussed it as if it was real. We apologize. We right. both acknowledge that it's since been widely debunked and was not real. Nevertheless, there are many, many questions about what happened, how it happened, how the former and likely future president was nearly murdered. Let's start, if we can, with the scenario of how all this came about. Was the shooter at the scene before the president was there? Was he there a day or two before? Do we know of his whereabouts or his preparation, Larry?
I have seen no report that that happened, but there's no way that without visiting the site beforehand that he would have been able to do what he did. There had to be some, you know, he had to go out there before. And also what's noteworthy is he was carrying a rangefinder. You know, you've played golf, and when you're out in the middle of the fairway and you look through the rangefinder telling you how far it is to the yardstick, he was carrying that. So that's another indicator that he was not, you know, a complete novice with these firearms. And let me just correct you on one thing. You say I'm a renowned expert. I just know which end of the gun the bullet comes out of, okay?
Larry, you're a certified instructor, and you instruct some pretty important people. So to me, you're renowned, but I appreciate your humility. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, my dear friend.